Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. It says the Mishnah, Mekadosh Isha Bita. If somebody was Mekadosh, a woman and her daughter, or Isha V'Achos, so a woman and her sister at the same time, says the Mishnah, both of them Enem Mekadoshes will not be considered married. Umaisa, and says the Mishnah, actually there was a story that happened by Chamish Nashim. There were five women, and amongst those five women, there were two sisters. And a man had gathered a basket of tainim, that belonged actually to those women, and all of these factors will be discussed very extensively in the Gemara. And he told this group, you are all going to become mekudesh to me with this basket. And one of these women accepted this basket on behalf of the entire group. And Chacham said that the Ein Achoyis, the sisters in this group, are mekudeshes. So the Shal Sechuvas Oinah Yontav asks a question. The Gemara, a big part of the Sefer Shev Shemaitza, is based on that Gemara actually, discusses a situation where somebody walked on one of the two roads, one is Tar and one is Tameh, and one person walked on one road and one person walked on the other road, but we're not sure who walked on which road, that the halacha is that both are tahor, because even though certainly one of them is tameh, we don't know which one, and therefore the halacha treats them both as tahor. So why don't we say the same thing here, that one of these sisters is going to be mekudeshes? So why don't we say that just like there, even though one of them is certainly Tameh, why over here don't we say that each one is a Pnuya, because we don't know who he meant? So he said, in that case, the Shas Shuvas Yani Yanta said, each act was a separate act. I walked on one road, somebody else walked on the other road, and we don't know who walked on which road. So therefore the halacha has to treat it that each one has a Cheskes Tara, and that's all that we have to take into consideration. Here, there was certainly an act of Kedushin. We just don't know what, when, where. Since there was certainly here an act of Kedushin, the halacha is that one of them will be Mekudoshes. Ask the Gemara. So we just learned that the two sisters that were Mekudosh at the same time, the halacha is neither of them is Mekudosh. Ask the Gemara anonymously, where do we know this halacha from? It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bachama, the Amar Kra, Yisha Lachos Leisikach Litzra. Says the Gemara, what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, is that Tyra Amar Bishah Shanasa Tzura Zulazu. If these two sisters are becoming tzaras to each other, Lo Yehei Lachal Kuchen, then neither of them, Lo Yehei Lachal Kuchen, a Afil Bachsman, neither of them will become considered married to you. Amle Rava, Ihachi, says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the Pasuk was saying, this, that Pasuk that we just quoted, is talking about that neither, that you will Mekadosh two sisters at the same time. And the Torah is telling you that neither will become a Kiddush. Hayna d'ksiv, at the end of the parasha of Arayis, it says, v'nichrasu ha'nefashas oisim mekarev amam. Says the Gemara, if somebody violates one of these Yisurim, then he gets cursed. But ask the Gemara, if we're saying now that Kedushin is like Tafsaba, so there's no Isra of a Chais Isha, so why would there be a Chiyav Karas? El Amarava, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is talking about Krab Zachazah, that if you married one sister, the halacha is that you can't marry a sister, a second sister. Masnisin, but our Mishnah is talking about a case, as we described, Kedarava, something that can't happen. You can't, as we just said, one sister, and then you can't marry the second sister. Then I feel about achas enoy, the halacha is that it can't happen at the same moment
also. So the Tosfos Rid asks a question. There's a concept that we often discuss in Shas, the concept of Ein Issachal Al Issa, that if that means once something is Usser, it can't become Usser again. But what that concept teaches us is that if it's ready, if they're both coming at the same time, then they can have two Isurim come simultaneously. Only Ein Issachal Al Issa, but two Isurim to come together can. So why is this any different? So the Tosfos Rid answers that by Isurim, this is different than a Chalois. A marriage is considered a Chalois. And since a marriage is considered a Chalois, that's why you can't have one chalois after another chalois, and you can't have them at the same time either. Isurim work with a very different type of a logic. Since Isurim work with a very different type of a logic, there you could have them maybe b'zachazah, and or at least b'basachas. That's why the Gemara has to separate, differentiate. Gufa Amar Rabba, kosh ena b'zachazah, as we just said, if they can't be chal one after the other, then the halach is they can't be effective simultaneously. Asis Abaya asks Rabba, the halacha is that you have to give Meiser. When the Torah specifies Meiser Rishon, every year you have to give 10% to the Levi, it means 10%, not more, not less. Let's say somebody, Marba Meiser, gave more than he was supposed to. The halacha is Peroisim Mesukonim. So if he started off, let's say, with 100 pounds, and he took off 20 pounds as Meiser instead of 10. So the 80 remaining pounds that he has, that there's no concern about, because they're certainly not Tevel. The issue is the Meiser. Masraisov Amukukalim, because you only needed to have 10 pounds of Meiser, and this person doesn't have 10 pounds of Meiser, this person has 20 pounds of Meiser, which of course is not what the Halacha wants. The Halacha wants him to have only 10 pounds. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that this is only by Meiser. By Meiser, the Torah said that the shear is, the amount is 10%. So if I did a different amount than 10%, that's when I have a problem that I have too much Meiser here. But say the Rishonim, in a case where of Truma, where the Torah doesn't give a specific amount of how much truma you have to give. You could give midaraisa, chita achas peterasa sakri, one kernel is enough. You could give more if you want, but you could give less if you want. So there, this problem wouldn't be. What do you do to fix this? The way you fix this is, you have to take meiser from different produce on this produce. But ask the Gemara if we're saying the kosher and b'zachazeh. If somebody would have taken 10%, and then after he takes 10%, he takes another 10%, everybody would agree that the second act is meaningless. So if we have, asked Sabaya, Rav's concept of kosher and b'zachazeh, b'bas achas einoy, so why over here is it considered you took mice altogether? But my name, why shouldn't we apply Rabbi's concept that kol she'enu b'zachazeh afil bas achas enoi? Answers the Gemara, we can't compare mice to other situations. Why? It says, Amalei, Rabbi says to buy shana mice this lachatzoin. Something by mice is different. You could give mice on a half a grain. For example, the Amalei tiskadish palga d'chitza, if somebody says that he's taking off from a half a grain, the halacha is that it would be a valid meiser, and the other half would still be tevel. So we see that you can have a concept of tevel and meiser mixed together. And therefore, it's not a good example. Ask the Gemara. The halacha is you can't give two animals from what the Gemara is saying essentially is you could give many grains for Meiser, and you could take less than 10%. So that's why there is a concept of Tevel and Meiser being mixed together. It's not relevant to other situations. Ask the Gemara Barei Meiser Behem. The halacha is that every year we have to take off from all the new animals 10%. And the way it's done as the Mishnayis explain, and Masechta Bechairis, is that they take all the animals and they put them in, they let them go through a narrow door, counting each one at a time, separately, individually. And the 10th one, you paint with red ink, and that's the one that's Maisa Behema. And it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, treated like kachim, kalim, treated like a carbon shlamim. If the animal is a bamum, it's redeemed, and the owners could eat in any way they want. The halacha is, you could only take 1 out of 10 to be Maisa Behema. V'lek of Zachazeh. And the halacha is that if you called the 11th animal number 10, what you did is meaningless. V'amarava, yet the halacha is, Yotzushnayim Basiri, somebody called two, if two animals walked out together in the 10th spot, and he called both of them Asiri, Asir Echad Asa Maravim Zeh Bezeh. But why would it be good? Why shouldn't it be considered a situation of Kosh Enem Zechazeh? As we just said, you can't take number 10 and number 11 as Maisa, so it should be Bas Achas Enoi. Answer the more, you can't bring questions from Maisa Behema. Shani Maisa Behema, Maisa Behema is very different. Disa Batas, because Maisa Behema even exists by a mistake. The Tanan, the Mishnah, the Masechta Bechairis, the Samach Amud Beis teaches us. If somebody got mixed up with the count of the animals, Karol Chi Asiri, called the 9th animal number 10. Well, Asiri and the 10th animal he called number 9. Ulachar Eser and to the 11th animal he called number 10. The Aloch is Shloshtim Kedoshim. They're all Hegdish. And the Aloch is that the 9th one that was called number 10, we wait till it becomes Bamum, and then the owners could eat it. The 10th one is obviously full-fledged Meiser, and the 11th one is treated like a carbon shlomim. So we see that the halacha allows for bezach hazeba meiser. Since it allows for bezach hazeba meiser, even if it was done by mistake, because the Rishonim point out that this halacha that we just quoted by meiser behema is only the halacha that way if it happened by mistake. If somebody were to do this deliberately, it would be a meaningless act. But b'kedushin, it doesn't make a difference if it was done deliberately or by mistake. You can't, if you do kedushin with a woman who you can't be mekadosh, even if it was a mistake, of course it's discounted. So the halacha is, asked the Gemara, that when somebody brings a carbon toidah, with the carbon toidah he has to bring 40 chalas. The number of halachas about those chalas. First of all, it's 10 times 4. You have 10 that are chametz and 30 that are different type of matzah. Chalos, rikikin, and revuka. The halacha also is that you bring, so you have 10 times 4. They have to be whole chalas. And of every type of chala, you give one to the kohen who brought the carbon. The chalas and the chalas l'yoyim v'layla, they're eaten for one day and one night. And if they were taken by mistake, then it's not, if they were designated by mistake, it wouldn't be hegdish. So ask the Gemara, as we just said, the loss of betoida. If you made a mistake, it's meaningless. And v'leisa nami b'zachazeh, that if you designated 40 chalas, and you brought your carbon toida with those 40 chalas, and then you take another 40 chalas, the second act is meaningless. Vitna, but yet the halacha is toida shenishchata al shmonim chalas. If a toida was brought with 80 chalas, chizki yomer kachalei arboim b'toich shmonim, 40 of those will be kodesh. The Rabbi Yochanan amar lekachalei arboim b'toich shmonim, it's meaningless. So the Gemara is assuming that the machloikus of chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is around this concept with which we are discussing in our shir. Of kosh enim b'zeh b'achazeh, I feel b'achas enoi. Chizkiya doesn't subscribe to this concept. So since Chizkiya doesn't subscribe to this concept, that he says you could take all 80 and decide to use 40. Rabbi Yochanan presumably does subscribe to this concept, and therefore he says that since you can't take the second 40 after you designated the first 40, if you took 80, it doesn't work. So we see that this concept is a machlokes tanoim, says the Gemara. Lav itmala, omer Reb Zeira, hakamoidim kolechadam kotchalei arbim b'toch shmoinim. If he set up front that I only want 40 of these 80 to be Kaddish, the Loch is that 40 will be Kaddish. Lo yikach ela elam ken kach shmeinim, said I want all 80, that everybody will give, that's lo yikachi, that it's not going to work. Lo yinechleku el bestam. The machlokes is, what, how do we interpret if he designated 80? Masava Chizki's opinion is that lechrayis kamachavin. What he meant to say is that I want to be mekadosh another 40. That they should be the backup. That they should be the backup if something happens to the first 40. Masav lekarm gadol kamachavin, and he says you can't bring 80; you only can bring 40. But this has nothing to do with the question of kol shebein. It's a different concept altogether. Ask the Gemara for Rava Lomle Lishnuya Lakarava. Ask the Gemara, why did Rava have to explain in our Mishnah that the reason when somebody was Makadish two sisters, the Kedushin aren't valid because of the rule of Kosha Enabazakhaza Enabasachas? Why don't we say a different, simpler explanation? Typically, the Kedushin Shem is Sirin Lebihu. We don't know which of the two sisters are his wife. So every sister is potentially a Chois Ishtoi. And therefore, you can't have relations with her because you can't have relations with a Chois Ishtoi, says the Gemara. Ledvar of the Rabbi Bachama Kama. He says that Rabbi Bachama holds that we don't hold that Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah is a problematic Kedushin. So then, if he doesn't hold that that's a deficiency in the Kedushin, he had to come up with an explanation, and according to him, the explanation is, as we're saying, the Kol She'en B'Zachazeh B'Basachas Itmar. So now the Gemara goes into that discussion. What is the halacha by Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah? A Kedushin that cannot lead to Bia. The halacha is that considered a Kedushin, a Masurim Labiyah, or not? So Taisus asks, how can we say that a Kedushin She'en a Masurim Labiyah is not a Kedushin? We've learned many times in different Masechtas, that as we've been learning Seyed and Nashim, that the halacha is, for example, if a Kohen marries a Mona, a Kohen God marries a Mona, a Kohen Hedya marries a Grusha, the Kedushin is Chal. But it's a Kedushin She'en a Masurim Labiyah. It's a Bia that the Torah doesn't want to happen. So why isn't that a proof that Kedusha Shein Masurim Labiyah is not an issue? So Taisus explains Kedusha Shein Masurim Labiyah. He says that when somebody's Mekadosh one of two sisters, so we started off that both of them were mutter. Now we just don't know which one is his wife, which one is not his wife. And therefore, that's considered Kedusha Shein Masurim Labiyah. A woman who was always asa to him is not the woman that the Torah means by Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah. Abai Amma. So now the Gemara says, we have a big machlokes Abai and Rava regarding what is the halacha by Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah. Abai Amma have a Kedushin, Rava Amma lo have a Kedushin. It says, that's the machlokes. Says the Gemara, Amma Rava, Barhina Ezberli, Barhina explained to me, why do we say that Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah lo have a Kedushin? Because the Torah says, Ki yikach ish ubala. From here we learn, Kedushin Masurim Labiyah, a Kedushin that can be consummated with a Bia, have a Kedushin. However, Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah, a Kedushin that can be consummated with Bia, lo have a Kedushin. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, Rava first said that Kedushin She'en Masurim Labiyah lo have a Kedushin. Now, later, Barhaina brought this pasuk to explain it. So the question is, why didn't he originally, well, how did he say, what was his basis to say it originally? Says the Gemara, says the Pnei Yeshua, says that our Mishnah was a pushed rubber to say it. Our Mishnah said that a Mekadosh Dei Achis and a Mekudeshes. And he wasn't ready to accept the concept of kosher b'zechazeh ena b'zachas. So he said, our Mishnah is ostensibly teaching us the halacha of Kedushin Shena Masurim Labiyah. Tanan asked the Gemara, The Mishnah said, "Hamakadosh isho bita or yishiv achayis kaachas enim kedushes." Kedushin is not a valid kedushin. Ha achas mi isho bita. But let's say he said, "I'm taking one of these two women, yishiv achayis, so one of these of the two sisters mekedushes." But ask the Gemara, since we don't know which is the one with whom I did kedushin, so this should remain a kedushin shame asurim labiyin nenu. And why is the Gemara? Why does the Mishnah seem to say that kedushin nenu tiyufta the Rava? Amalach Rava latamech ema seifa. Says Rava, let's learn the seifa. The Mishnah says, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ma'is bechamish nashim." There was a story with five women, or behen shtei achayis, and amongst those five women, there were two sisters. Somebody picked up a basket of tainim. V'shal han haisa, v'shal shvius haisa. V'amarei kulchem mekudeshes to bekal kolzu. All of you should become a kudesh with me. V'amachachamish en achayis mekudeshes to not mekudeshes. What do we see? Achayis are the mekudeshes. Only the sisters who come with us with a problem aren't going to be mekadosh. The halachas are nachris mekadoshes. So says the Gemara, what exactly is the case? What was the story? Hey chidami, exactly what was the story? Ilem dami kulchem, if the person said kulchem mekadoshesli, and how can we say that the kedushin is valid by some of the women, not by some, and by some not? The halacha is that if somebody says to a person, k'nei v'at v'chamor, you should take ownership of this gift which I am giving you, together with your donkey. You should get half the gift, and the donkey should get half that gift. The halach is at v'chamol ekona. Since the donkey is obviously unable to do a maisa kinyan, then the maisa kinyan on the woman, who obviously can do a kinyan, becomes null and void. So here too, if he said to this entire group, which amongst this group there were two sisters, that the entire group should come in Kedushas, and we're learning now that the Kedushin can't be on the sisters, so how could the other people become a Kedush? Elav d'amalahu, achas mehem Kedush. One of this group are coming Kedush, v'ktani, and achas mekedushes. So we see that even in a case where you said I'm going to Kedush one of the sisters, since it's a Kedushin she'en mesum labia, it's not a valid Kedushin. But ask the Gemara, but we have now a problem, both how to understand our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, L'Rava Kasha Reisha, the Reisha that said that only when you Makadish two sisters simultaneously is there no Kedushin. But if you Makadish one of the two, there is a Kedushin, even though it's a Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiyah, how will Rava understand the Reisha? And the Baya says, the Seif is the question. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah seems to be saying that if you Makadish one of five women, and two of them are the sisters, the Kedushin are not Chal and the sisters. Why? Because Kedushin Shayna Masurun Labiya, but Abaya holds Kedushin Shayna Masurun Labiya is a good Kedushin, says the Gemara. Abaya Mataras Latamei, and Ravala Mataras Latamei. Every one of them could explain the Mishnah to be consistent with their understanding, with their Allah. And explains the Gemara. Bar Mataras Latamei, Abaya explains the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, "Hamakadosh ishu bita ishu v'achayis ka'achas erim kedushes. Ha'achas mishu bita mishu v'chadeses mekedushes. Even though it's a kedusha shem esrum labia, because I don't know which one is my wife and which one is my mother, wife's mother, which one is my wife's sister, which is the sister, which is the wife. Still, that's not a problem because Abaye is not concerned with kedusha shem esrum labia. Vim Omer harui Abaye tiskadoshli." If he says that the one that's my wife, that should be my wife, then the halach is en mekadeshes, because she can't really be his wife. Kedusha could be chal, but if he said, I only want it to be chal if I could consummate that kedushin, so these are kedushin that he certainly can't consummate, so that means he made a condition that such a kedushin is not a kedushin that should be valid. And Abaye says that the sefer continues teaching us this halacha, where the Sefer teaches us, there was an episode with five women, amongst the five women there were two sisters, and somebody took a barrel tainim, whichever one of you could be married to me, should be my wife, because since he didn't identify who is the one that's his wife, so he can't have beer with her. And therefore, since he connected the Kedushin with stipulation that the Kedushin should only be a Kedushin, if beer could be happen, here beer can't happen, so it's not a Kedushin. That's how Abai explains the Mishnah. Rav Mataz L'Tamei. A Mekadosh Achas Isho Bita. As soon as Mekadosh the halacha treats it as the ratio is not saying that it's a kedushin. On the contrary, if you do them together or not together, in all cases it's enum kedushes. And the sefer, the Maisa, tells us that. All of you should be mekudesh to me. And he also said, one of the two sisters should be married to me too. Because it's kedushin she'en mesurim lebiya. Toshma. So we still don't have a clear proof to this question about Kedushin She'en Mesurim Lebiya. Toshma, Hamekadesh Bito Stam. Somebody accepted Kedushin for one of his daughters, but he did not clearly identify which of his daughters did he mean. Ein Abaygus B'Klal. Then certainly he did not mean that he took Kedushin for the Begeris, because a father does not have the right to marry off a Begeris. Hoktanis. All of the Ktanis, if he has a number of daughters or Ktanis, they're all part of the Suffolk. Vamai, says the Gemara, according to Rava, why would that Kedushin be a good Kedushin? Why isn't this considered Kedushin Shem Asurim Labiyan Ninu? If he can't live with either of them because he doesn't know which one he married. The Tiyufta de Rava, says the Gemara, Amalach Rava, says Rava, that this Braisa, this Mishnah is speaking about a case where Shem Shem El Gedol V'Ktana. So there's no question who he married. The father doesn't have the jurisdiction to marry off the older sister. So he only has the jurisdiction to marry off the Ktana. So it's the Ktana that's going to be the wife. Says the Gemara, Habay Grois Ktani, doesn't it say Loshen Rabim? Says the Gemara, my Baigris. Baigris the Alma. That he's one of the Baigris that exists in the world. But he only has one daughter who's a Begeris. Ask the Gemara, Yehochem Amai Lememra. So what's the Shaila? The father does not have the halachic ability to marry off the Begeris. He does have the halachic ability to marry off the Ktana. So it's obviously the Ktana whom he married off. Answers the Gemara, Yehochem Amai Skinen, with a Begeris Shabbos Shlich, asked her father to marry her off. Mada Tema, Kim Kabel Kedushin. So when the father's taking Kedushin, certainly adated dot kamikabla, he's going to be marrying off the older daughter before the younger daughter. Kamash 1 teaches us the Mishnah, a very bechidish. Says the Gemara, the Leishavik Inish Midi de Islehe Namina, as we're learning, when the father marries off a Ketana, the money goes to the father. When the father marries off a Gedoyla, the money doesn't go to him. So he's certainly going to marry off the He's certainly meant to marry off the Ketana, where he'll get the money, versus the Gedolah, where he won't get the money, says the Gemara. But maybe the case is, where she said, the money should go to you. So he has no more financial incentive by the younger daughter than by the older daughter, because the older daughter said, marry me off, and you'll be able to keep the Kasa Kedushin, says the Gemara, still a Chiddush. A father has the obligation to marry off the younger daughter. The older daughter has her own obligation at this point. And marry off the older daughter that he's not obligated to accept. Says Rashi that the case here, as we explained, must be that the father was made a shliach by the older one to marry off to man, any man that he chooses, that she didn't say whom should be the chosen. Says the Ran, that let's say that the daughter had instructed a father to marry off to a particular man, then we don't say that the father meant the younger daughter, because the older daughter asked him specifically, marry off to this man. And then for sure he meant the older daughter. Because, explains Duran, in such a case, it would be considered wrong that should take that the father should take the man that the older daughter said she wants to marry and take him for the younger daughter. Just like we're going to learn that the halacha is that it's unethical for a shliach who was sent to purchase a field for someone to purchase it for himself. And therefore, in such a case, we cannot assume that he married her off to the younger daughter. So here, as Rekiv Eger, we learned that Mem Aleph, that a father should not marry off a daughter until she's old enough to be able to say, I want this man as a chassan. So how do we understand that he married her off when she didn't choose him? Says Rekiv Eger that when somebody has very young daughters, that halacha doesn't apply. When is the halacha that the girl has to agree to the chassan? He says the halacha that a girl has to agree to a chassan is only applicable when the girl is old enough to know the difference. But if the girl is not old enough to know the difference, such a halacha would not apply. So here we learned that a father will marry off the younger daughter before the older daughter. But we know that, as we know in the Torah says, by Lavan, with Yaakov Avinu, Lo Yasek came from Kamenu, Losses at Sira of Nea Bechira. And in fact, the question is that you're not supposed to marry, or many Paiskim suggest that you're not allowed to marry off an older daughter, a younger daughter before older daughter. Here we say very much not like that. So some Paiskim suggest that was only before Matan Torah, where there was no mitzvah to get married off. The Shas Rasham says that even though this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that if there's a reason to marry off the younger daughter earlier, or moreover, where the older daughter, it's not going so easy with a shidduch, then the halacha is that you're allowed to marry off the younger daughter. It says that I saw that the Beis Yecheskel wants to differentiate if the father's giving money, so he has to give both of them the same. And then if he's giving both the same, then maybe he can marry off the younger before the older. He's not allowed to do something to help the daughter younger get married before the older. Ramosh in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe Chelek Beis Siman Aleph says a very different approach to this. He says that when the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim speak about the younger not getting married before the older, is when they're both chassanim, or they're both kalas. So we should make the wedding of the younger, of the older one first. But in a case where they're not engaged, and both are of marriageable age, particularly by sons, which have to get married, then there's no halacha that you have to, that you have to wait. Moreover, the Paiskim say that if the older daughter tells the younger daughter, I am allowing you to get married first, then the halacha is that they're allowed to marry the young one before the older one. The Klaus Megareba and the Shas Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, Evan Ezer, Simon Tess, has a very interesting approach to this. He says that, yes, the Torah speaks about when we have two daughters or maybe two sons, certainly by two daughters, where daughters don't have a chiv of the mitzvah of pruravu. But let's say you have a son and a daughter, and the son is younger than the daughter, but the son has a chiv of pruravu, and the daughter doesn't have a mitzvah of pruravu. So he suggests that maybe there, the halacha that the younger one should not get married before the older one would not apply. The Cheshuki Chemed in our Gemara quotes Rabbi Yoshev, says that in our world, even though the Gemara says that in their world they would marry off the younger daughter before the older daughter, because that's because that's somebody you have an obligation. He says, that was only in a world, says Rabbi Yoshev, that we've been learning in our Masechta so often. In that world, what happened was that the Kess of Kedushin went to the father. And what that meant was that the girl was a Ketana or a Nara. So since the girl was a Ketana or a Nara, the father had a jurisdiction and an ability to marry off the younger daughter and a mitzvah, as we said, before the older daughter. But in our world, where all girls are getting married when they're older than Nara, it's a whole different situation. And because it's a totally different situation, says Rabbi Yoshev, then the halach is that we don't say that the father will marry off the younger daughter before the older daughter. It's strictly in a case where the younger daughter is a Nara or a Ketana and the older daughter is a Begeris. Tashma. Somebody has two groups of daughters from two wives. And he had two wives and he has a number of daughters. And he says, I married off my daughter who's the Gedoyla. However, says the Mishnah, we don't know whom did he meant. Did he mean the oldest of all of the daughters? Did he mean the older of the second wife? That means that she's not his oldest daughter, but he's his wife's oldest daughter. It means the youngest of his first wife, maybe older than any of the second wife's daughters. She's older than any of the daughters from the second wife. So we don't know whom he meant. Kulam Nasuras. So all of his daughters are now allowed to marry because we don't know, maybe they're an Eishes Ish. Chutz Miktanish Miktanis Divirameya. So we see here, this is a Kedusha Sheirim Asurim Labia because he cannot be with any of them because there might be a Chois Isha. And yet we see it's a good Kedushin. Hakmai Skinik Shekur Lusayf Nisarvu. We did know once who was the wife. Then we got confused. So it was at the point of Kedushin, it was Kedushin of Asurim Labia. Says the Mardei Kanami that that's the way to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that any idea, I don't know now. For like Tani, it doesn't say any Yedua, I never knew. Shmamina. Says the Mar Yehachi Lamaila Memra. So of course then it's a Kedushin, but we don't know who he can live with because we don't know who his wife is. And says the Gemara Fukaderim Yehuda. The Lama Ochis Inishla Sveika. People, when they speak, are clear, and he must have meant the oldest of all his daughters. Kamash Malan says the Mishnah is trying to teach us that we don't subscribe to what Rabbi Yossi said, and Machas Inishla Sveika. Tashma. Mishkidish Achs Mishtechoyis. Somebody married one of two sisters. Venidei is a Kiddushin. He doesn't know which one the Kiddushin is. So the halacha is he can never live with either of them. Achos Isha. Therefore, the halacha requires the Noisen Get Lazu to Get Lazu. But why? If it's a Kiddushin Shem Asurim Labia, according to Rava, it shouldn't be a Kiddushin. Answers the Gemara again. Hachem Maiskinen. It's talking about a case Kishukul B'Soif Nesarvu. At the moment of Kedushin, we didn't know who the wife was. Tanik and Dekanami, that's the way to learn Pshat. The Ktani Eni Yedeya, the like Ktani Eni Du. I don't know now, but I never knew. Yochim Ma'ila Memra says the Gemara. What's the Chiddush of that? Seif Estrichalei. That Mace. Let's say this person who married one of the two sisters, and he doesn't know which one was a sister-in-law. The Loi Echad. And he leaves over one brother who's the Yavam. He does Chalitza to both of them because he can't do Yibam with either of them because he can't do Yibam with a Chayitza Kukasai. Let's say he had two brothers. Echad Chalitz. One brother should do Chalitza. Vechem Yabim. Because if this is his brother's wife, fantastic. He's doing the Mitzvah Yibam. If it's the sister of his brother's wife, so his sister already had chalitza, so he could marry her. In kidmu v'kansu, if the two brothers married the two sisters, ematzin es miyadim. But says the Gemara, dafka mechlitz v'hada yivume, when there's one that halacha should be, that one brother should do chalitza, and then the other brother should do the yibam. Ava yivume, to reverse the order, to do yibam v'hada mechlitz loy, because the first brother that's doing Yibam maybe is doing Yibam with the woman who was not his brother's wife.
So this brother that's marrying this woman is marrying a chaysu kukasai, which the halacha is you're not allowed to marry a chaysu kukasai until the zika is removed. Toshma. So again, the Mishnah says, shnaim shkutshtechais, two brothers, two people who are not brothers, marry two sisters. Zeni day is a kiddush, v'zeni day is a kiddush. Neither knows who is his wife. Each one should give get to both of them, not knowing who his wife was. But why? It's a kedusha shenim surim labia. Again, says the Gemara. Shachnam shokul b'soif nasarvu. They did know, and then it got confused. And again, says the Gemara, they kanami, because let's learn the Mishnah says any day v'loik tana any dua shmami no that we didn't we. Any day, we don't know now, but not that we never knew, shmami no, says the Gemara. So if there was the case, so what's the chiddush? Of course, it was a good kedusha, and now we have a problem. Sefer Tzukhalei. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that if these two men die, l'zeach, and each one of them left a brother, this brother should do chalitza to both, because we don't know which one is his yevama, and which one is a chayis ukukasai? V'ze chayis l'shteim. What will be the halacha that the two people who did kedushin to these two sisters, v'ze echad, one has one brother, v'ze shnaim, and one has two brothers, ha'echad chayis l'shteim. So the one that has one brother should do chalitza on both, the shnaim, and the one that has two brothers, the first brother should do chalitza, and the second brother should do yibam. Ekidmu, if the one that has the two brothers, the kinsu, after the one that had one brother, that one brother did the chalitza with both of them. And then the one that had the two brothers reversed the order that they both did yibam, emetzina asim yadam. But says the Gemara, here, dafka michel tzuchad yumei, that first the one that has the one brother, he should do two chalitzas. But the two other brothers can't do yibam, and he can never do any yibam. And even the other two brothers, yivum evadam michel tzloi, can't do yibam. Because maybe they're doing yibam with a woman who is not their sister-in-law of the other brother, and therefore she's a yivam l'shuk. So therefore the order has to be that the one that had the one brother should do chalitza first on both of them, and then the other two brothers, the two brothers of the other man, the proper thing to do is that one should do chalitza, and then the other one could do yibam. But here, the halacha as that Mishnah keeps on repeating, if the order were reversed, it would be the Eved acceptable.